Blog Talk Radio.
Rest, and we thank and praise God that mission accomplished. Praise the Lamb of God. What we went to do, our assignment, we performed it. Hallelujah. And God was pleased in the heavens and signified it by his presence. And we thank and praise God for all that he has done towards the intercessory prayer ministry. I thank and praise God for each of you that's tuning in, that's listening via the internet. Praise the Lord. We are here live in the studio, and we thank and praise God that all of you are joining us. You're listening via the internet. We'd like to call in, be a part of our live studio. Please dial 646. That's the area code, 646-564-9818. 564-9818. Be a part of our live studio. We are live on the air here with Prophetic Perspectives, PSM. We are here. Praise the Lamb of God. We're back for the remainder of the week, and we thank and praise God for you, you, and you. Oh, PSM International on the page. Our time is coming. Contracts are signed. Praise the Lamb of God. And we are heading to Chi-Town, Chicago. We are on the way. Praise the Lamb of God for our 2013 gathering of the prophetic. And we thank and praise God that all things are lining up just according to the will of God. The Lord show me in his word again fresh today, praise the Lamb, that so many people are on the edge of their seat, not knowing, praise the Lamb of God, what is really going on as they're transitioning. They're making transitions, but you must remember the word of the Lord that says, I know the plans that I have for you, that they are good and not evil, praise the Lamb of God, and that they have and expect it in. I know the plans that I have for you, that they are good and not evil, and that they have and expect it in. Praise the Lord. That's enough to praise God about. That's enough to raise the roofs about. That's enough to shout about. That's enough, praise the Lamb of God, just to know that God knows. I don't have to know. Long as the Father knows, long as that I'm in his will, as long as that I'm in his way, then what else, praise the Lamb of God, should I be excited about? What should unearth me of, or what have you? If my faith is intact, my trust through my relationship with him is in proper perspective, then nothing should move my feet. Nothing, praise the Lamb of God, should cause me to waver in my faith and trust in him. Why? Because he knows the plans that he has for me. Praise the Lamb of God, that they have an expected end, and that end is a good end. Praise the Lord. I might have to go through to get to, hallelujah, what he has for me. But I promise you, praise the Lamb of God, in the end, it's going to be a good end. Yes, it is. Praise God. I encourage you today, people of God, to continue in that assignment that God has given you. Continue to do that you know pleases God and that causes God, hallelujah, to smile at you. Praise the Lamb of God. Do not allow the enemy in this season, hallelujah, to knock you off track. My God, don't you let the enemy, no, knock you off track. Praise the Lamb of God. As you're pursuing the promise, as you're pursuing the power, as you're pursuing the presence of God. God has more for us in this season than he has ever had. His storehouse is jam-packed. Did you hear what I said? God's storehouse is jam-packed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He's looking, hallelujah, at those to disperse to. He's ready to pour out, hallelujah, his goodness on us. And I thank God that you're a recipient of that. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, we are praying, hallelujah, for Valerie's daughter today, who is making a transition into a new place, praise God, a new home, and we're hoping and praying that favor is shown there. So let's remember her in prayer. Well, of course, our own Mad Janice, we're praying for her, lifting her up today, that God will continue to do that, hallelujah, that he has promised in her life. Boy, oh boy, he has taken her on a faith journey that has been, praise the Lamb of God, long, but at the same time, hallelujah, I promise you this, the journey is going to leave her in a state that she will never waver again. Because once God does something, praise the Lamb of God, out of the norm for you, out of the norm of life for you, it leaves you in a state, praise the Lamb of God, of trust and dependency that you never had before. Hallelujah. David said, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. OMG, people of God, what David was saying there, when my father and mother pass away, when my father and mother is gone, hallelujah, who I've relied upon, who I've depended upon, who has been my substance, who have been my provision, oh yes, who has been my love, when they're gone, The Lord will take me up. Praise the Lamb of God. Then he says, teach me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Teach me thy ways, O Lord. We have to learn the ways of God so that, hallelujah, the relationship can build, praise God, so we can have that dependency and trust unwavering. I love God. I love the way he does us. Yes, Lord, by his Spirit, I really do. I really do. I really do. My God, my God, my God, what a wonderful God we serve. Oh, boy, got some things for you today. Yes, I want to talk to you about the message I preached Sunday. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, and even last night, praise God. Was it last night? No, night before last, praise God, down in Louisville, Kentucky, as we talked about, praise the Lamb of God, that warfare prayer, praying, oh, my goodness, warring in prayer, warfare prayer. Yes, God, praise the Lord, how we can obtain victory and all of that. Spread the word. The prophet is back in the studio. The prophet is back in place. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And he's thinking about you, you, and you. My heart is set on you. Praise the Lamb of God. And I am here today to bring you, praise the Lamb of God, what God has given us in this hour, in this season, so that you can be blessed. I don't know about you, but I say yes to the Lord. I say yes to the process. I say yes to his success. I say yes, hallelujah, to what he wants me to be. Yes, I do. I say yes to that, praise the Lamb of God. And that yes, people of God, is what lands you to be blessed when you say yes. Praise the Lamb of God. We got a caller. Eric code 818.
Hi.
Your mic is hot. Who's calling?
Tammy. Hi.
Good morning, Tammy. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you doing?
We are blessed of the Lord, of course. Praise God in this day and this time. What can we do for you, dear?
I was calling for prayer. At first, I was calling for my mom because she was in a hospital, but they say they're going to release her, but I still, because she says she's still not feeling it well. So I want to pray for her and continue to pray for me, for my, you know, my kids, my daughter, as she traveled the roads this today to come home from college. And pray for, yes, ma'am. And pray for my company and pray for my growth and my walk.
Amen, amen. Our intercessors are here listening. I know they're listening. Praise the Lamb of God and all of that. And so definitely, praise the Lamb of God, we're going to put you on the prayer list, praise the Lamb of God, today, and call your name before the Lord on behalf of you and your mother, praise God, and your daughter, who's coming home from school. Yes, it's that time of the year. Praise the Lord, God Almighty. My daughter Angel is graduating. Praise God this weekend.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness gracious. She's
Amen.
Graduating and has an encore recital to do. So she is,
Hey.
You know, she act like it's her wedding day again. She,
oh, it is.
But we
That's
praise God for this exciting time in her life. Praise God.
Yes, sir. Thank you
yeah.
for it all.
A lot is going on for her, so we praise God that all is well in her life today. What a wonderful, wonderful daughter she is, and I thank and praise God for all that she does, for the ministry and all of that, and then what God is, how God is using her in this season to be such a blessing. That girl stood flat foot alone and led, I'm talking about by herself, no praise team behind her, or anything, stood flat foot alone Sunday and led us in praise and worship. And I'm telling you, took us
Amen.
To the praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Well, we couldn't do nothing but worship and listen to the voice of God as he spoke in the prophetic. Praise God. So we thank God for him. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, I'm excited about what God is doing in this season. He's such a marvelous and wonderful
yes,
God.
Yes.
Spread the word, people of God. The prophet is in the studio. Praise the Lamb of God, and we praise God for each of you today. I see the lines are lighting up. Oh, my goodness, the saints are here today. Praise God.
Yes,
hallelujah. I miss you guys. I want to tell you that. Praise the Lord. I definitely miss being here. I must get me a powerful hotspot amen, that I can carry with me. The one I purchased one from Sprint, praise God, and that thing would not ignite my pad in the manner that I needed it to in order so that I can do the show. I have to have the computer, you know, but I can take my my pad, praise God, wherever I go, and just if I have that hot spot, I can do it anywhere, praise God. With that and the telephone, I can do it, even if I'm in a car or what have you. But the hot spot they gave me was no good, praise God, and I was paying $50 a month for that thing. I told them, take it back, praise God, hallelujah. I need something that's more efficient, and I'm going to find it, praise the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb. It's prayer time, people of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I need a prayer warrior today. Somebody who wants to lead us to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. And pray for us. Push one on the dial. Intercessors are here. I know. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. One of you can come and pray for us today if that is moving on your heart. Praise God. You know you're welcome to do so. My God, my God, my God. So much to pray for in our world and our society, so much to pray for within the framework of our churches and our families and our home. Our people of God, it's time to pray for our youth even the more as summer is approaching rapidly. We've been praying for good weather. Now the good weather is here, praise the Lamb, and now we must endure it with these children not being able to acquire jobs this summer, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A lot of them is not going to be able to acquire jobs this summer. Praise. And along with the adults that are not employed, there may be some disturbance in the streets higher than normal. Praise God. And some things of that nature, violence, break-ins, thefts, all of this kind of thing. We need to pray that God would saturate, praise the Lamb of God, that God would touch, hallelujah, the mind, the heart, praise the Lamb of God, and the spirit of our young people, praise the Lord. Only a holy God can do it. Only a holy God can do it. Praise the Lamb of God. Only a holy God can do it. Hallelujah. Nobody wants to pray today. I guess the prophet has to pray. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I don't mind praying. Prayer is what I do. Hallelujah. Let's go before God today. Can it? Praise the Lamb of God. We're about to pray now. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Father, we give you praise. Hallelujah. We enter your courts with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are, Heavenly Father. We reverence your presence. We say yes to you. Hallelujah. Thank you for all that you've done, traveling grace you've given. Thank you, Father. Not just for this last journey, but from the very, hallelujah, start of our existence, we have traveled through life, and it's been you that has sustained us and brought us to the place that we are today. We say yes, God. We say thank you to you for all that you've done, every morsel of bread that you've blessed so that our bodies could obtain health. Thank you for every glass of water that has entered our body to quench our thirst, to cause us to be strong. Thank you for the ability to gain wealth. Thank you, O God, for the power, hallelujah, of salvation and deliverance that you have placed over us. You have snatched us as branches from eternal burning. We thank you, Lord. And then you have downloaded your spirit, the Holy Ghost in us, hallelujah, that you might lead and guide us from one good degree to another. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah, for all that you are, for all that you do. I thank you for PSM. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for every administrator. I thank you for every intercessor. I thank you for Truth Christian Assembly. Thank you, oh God, for our administrative staff there. Thank you for our leaders, God. Thank you for what you're doing and how you're doing it, Father. Thank you today. We shout hallelujah to your name because you are glorious. Thank you for the souls you're saving, for the backsliders you're reclaiming. Thank you for the revival that you're sending in the midst of us. Thank you for restoration today. Thank you, God, hallelujah, that you are God that loves us. that you are God that is attentive to our voice, that you are God that hear us, that you hear our cry when we cry out to you, Father. Thank you, Father, that you never leave us alone in the midst of danger, in the midst of trouble. You have always been there. We thank you, Father. Thank you that you are bill payer. Thank you that you are way maker. Thank you that you are our way, Father.
Yeah, thank you.
Hallelujah. We come to you in the spirit of intercession, not for ourselves, oh God, but for others. Remember those, Father. Hallelujah. Who are behind prison institution walls, those in convalescent homes, those that sit, hallelujah, Father, and shut in, those, oh God, who have no visitor visiting them, those that feel lonely and depressed. I know you are God today, that your hand can reach, that your presence can be made known, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. I know you're able to visit. I know you're able to stand by bedsides. I know you're able, oh God. We ask you today, Father. We commend your spirit, oh God. Hallelujah to their bedsides. We commend your spirit to be strength to them today, Father. In the name of Yeshua, heal today, Father. Deliver today and set free in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, we thank you for your daughter, Kimmy. We thank you, oh God, for her request being made known. Hallelujah. I know you're a doctor. I know what you can do. Touch, Mother. Strengthen, Mother, oh God, even as she's coming home, Father. Hallelujah. We're still in danger. We know, Father, that we need you to hold our hand. We need you to be all to us. You are our medicine. You are, oh God, that restores, that revitalizes, that reinvigorates. We ask you to touch Mother today, Father. Remember all of our young people, oh God. Hallelujah, that's being dispersed from school. Hallelujah, for the summer. And some are graduating, oh God, and seeking jobs in a society that has not prepared, in a system that has failed. But I know you're God alone to give creative thought. I know you're God alone to give Zoe life. I know you, God, along to show them, hallelujah, the path to walk in. So be God today. Remember, oh God, Kimmy. Remember her business. Remember the promise, oh God. Hallelujah, that you've already gone before and made easy and successful her way. Thank you today, Father. Hallelujah, for strengthening her. Thank you today for deliverance. Thank you today for snatching her from the hands of the enemy. Thank you for opening her eyes, oh God, that she might see you and not another. Oh God, look today on Maggie. Thank you for opening her door. Thank you for being a way maker. Look on Val today. Oh God, I know you're able, oh God. Grant favor in that family. Favor on that house. Favor on that daughter. You're God today, Father. Remember Carolyn today, Father. Father, supernatural release. Hallelujah. Into her storehouse today. Make a way, oh God. You're God today. We all need you. We cry out to you today. Because you're God that heareth prayer. The word tells us, if my people cry out to me, I will hear, will deliver. I will hear, I will deliver. I will be their salvation. I will be their deliverance. I will be to them what they can be themselves. Bless us today. Bless this show. Bless this ministry. Bless us, oh God. praise God, people of God. We thank and praise God for you, you, and you, and hope and pray, praise the Lamb of God, that this show has been inspirational and uplifting to your life, praise God, as we continue to bring prophetic perspectives. If you're listening to my voice via the internet and you would like to join our panel, praise the Lamb of God, here in the studio, all you have to do is dial error code 646-564-9818. Error code 646-564-9818. Praise the Lamb of God, and you can be a part of this dynamic, praise the Lamb of God, show today. I want to encourage those, my brother, praise the Lamb of God, Dr. Saunders, there in Flint, Michigan, Pastor Saunders at the New Jerusalem Church on Carpenter Road, praise God, is having a dynamic event that's starting this Sunday, praise the Lamb of God, Revival in the Land. He's having, praise the Lamb of God, starting this Sunday, hallelujah, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. That's going to be, I'm telling you, impactful to those of us who can make it to Flint, Michigan, over on Carpenter Road at New Jerusalem. Praise the Lamb of God. That is going to be a mighty, mighty move of God, as you understand and know, praise the Lamb of God, the lineup there. Noel Jones Thursday night, Bishop William H. Murphy Jr., yes, Wednesday night, Tuesday night, my brother from Chicago, who pastors here in the city of Detroit at the Third New Hope Baptist Church, praise God, Pastor Edward Branch will be in the lineup Tuesday night. Of course, I will be there, praise the Lamb of God, and then Mike Murdoch will be there Sunday morning. Praise the Lamb of God for their morning experience, and they're inviting you, you, and you to come and share. Praise the Lamb of God. The doors will open at 6:30. Praise the Lamb of God at 6:30 p.m. All that beautiful sanctuary, that beautiful edifices that has been built, praise the Lamb of God for the glory of God there at New Jerusalem. You definitely want to get by there on Carpenter Road in Flint, right across the street from McDonald's. Praise the Lamb of God. They're on Carpenter Road, and come and be a part of that dynamic service. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Already calling me, asking me when you coming, what days, praise the Lord, so we can make arrangements so that you can be, hallelujah, accommodated, so we can have parking for you and this, that, and another. Praise God. Now I'm getting more information saying they want me to do some other things. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, God is just so good. God is just so good. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. And I thank and praise God for him. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise God for all that he's doing in this season. So remember that service. I'm planning something for all of us who have been fasting, praise the Lamb of God, and want to experience a togetherness, a unifiedness, those of us that's in the area. Hallelujah. On Tuesday night after the fast is over, the first Tuesday after the fast is over there at Praise the Lamb of God TCA, we're going to open the doors and we're going to come together, hallelujah, and oneness, praise the Lamb of God, and experience God in a great way. Praise the Lamb. All the dates and stuff and a postcard will be on the page. Praise the Lord. I'm really trying to not overburden my administrator, which is my daughter, praise God, as she's going through this time of recitals and you know, all of that. Graduation is very important, too. I'm trying to get her past that this weekend, praise the Lord, so that we can take back up the banner of administrative work that she does for me. She's such a humble and beautiful daughter. And, of course, I don't want to agitate her or overburden her with a lot of business, praise God. And a lot of people don't understand that about me. But, you know, sometimes you have to sit back and allow somebody else to know that you love them and that you care about them also. And it's not all about you. Praise the Lamb of God. It's not always all about you and what you want done and when you want it done. There's people, praise the Lamb of God, that needs to be celebrated, hallelujah, yes, and not used and abused. And I'm not one of those kind of people. Praise the Lamb. So I praise God for my daughter, Angelique Shakespeare Williams. Hallelujah. That's daddy's girl. Hallelujah. Error code 985. Your mic is hot.
And so I said, well, Lord.
Error code 985, your mic is hot.
I want to start at John 14 and continue there till he releases you. So I did a John 14. And
Margie?
Hello?
Hello, Margie?
Now, I'm telling you, I did not dial that number, but I'm here.
Yeah, well,
that's the second time that happened.
Uh-huh,
the angel pushed that number. I didn't do that.
The Lord did it for you because this is where you're supposed to be.
Have mercy, Jesus. My
but
hand
Bella,
was
not only did you dial the number, you pushed one on the dial so that you could be in queue. Praise the Lamb of God here. Hallelujah, on the show.
My Lord, I didn't have my hand on this telephone.
Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. Evidently, the Lord has you here. Praise the Lord. I heard you was in conversation with somebody else. So I know that something went wrong there, but praise the evidently it's wrong and right. Praise God all at the same time. Praise the
yes.
Lord.
So I'm so glad you stopped because we were just talking about the Lord and where people are with the Lord and how someone wants an anointing that's not theirs, and God does have a purpose for all of us.
Yes, he does. Praise the Lamb of
he
God.
He has a purpose for everyone. That's what we were in conversation about. My God.
He is a purposeful God, isn't he? Praise the Lamb of God. I was just, I came on the show with, praise the Lamb of God, the passage of scripture and praise that I put on the page this morning of, I know the plans that I have for you. Praise the Lamb of God, that they are good and not evil, and that they have an expected end. And I was sharing with the saints, praise the Lamb of God, that exactly what you're saying, that God has a purpose in all that you go through and all that does not seem, praise the Lamb of God, even that it's a part of him. God utilizes, praise the Lamb of God, to shape your destiny, to shape the plans that he has for you. Praise the Lamb of God. If saints would relax in God, knowing that God is there, praise the Lamb of God, and just keep the fellowship with God. They will learn as they grow older, Margie, praise the Lamb of God, not in age, but in God. As they grow older in God, in their fellowship, praise the Lamb of God, and their growth in God, that God is always there. None of us can say that we are alive today because of our own ingenuity and initiative. It has been the mercy, the grace of God. None of us has eaten a morsel of bread without God saying, let it be put in their mouths. None of us have a roof over our head without God speaking. Praise the Lamb of God. So know that God is concerned and that he cares. He just asked us to do one thing. And if you secure this, praise the Lamb, what I'm about to tell you, people of God, if you secure this, everything else is yours. Seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and everything else is added unto you. It will be given unto you. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus told his disciples this, a powerful secret he gives us about being cared for, about provision being yours. He says, notice the lilies of the field, how they're dressed. Hallelujah. Notice the sparrow. I toil not, but yet food is provided. Then he said, do you think that God is concerned more about them? He provides for them. Do you think he's concerned more about them than he is you? He said, seek the kingdom and his righteousness. Everything else will be given unto you. He said, given, praise the Lamb of God. Given unto you, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We just have to get to the place of understanding what God desires for our lives in this season. Hallelujah. Once we do that, we are going to come into a place of relaxation. Yeah, being relaxed in God. Hallelujah. Being in a place of relaxation. To relax in God no matter what you're going through, knowing that the Lord is there. I'm telling you all this, praise the Lamb of God, and I'm not bragging. Hallelujah. I'm not bragging on or anything. I'm just telling you the truth. I wish to God that every one of us had the posture, praise the Lamb of God, and the fortitude, hallelujah, of Mary Anderson, praise the Lamb of God, that woman of God, hallelujah, through the cancer of her husband and everything that she went through, did not crack, she did not break, and the word of God stayed in her mouth, and she stayed in a peaceful state throughout it all, praise the Lamb of God, and was at church, has not missed worship, has not missed, praise the Lamb of God, any of her normal activities as it relates, praise the Lamb of God, to being in a ministry place, has not missed anything. And you can't look at her and tell that she's been through anything. Smiling, joyous, happy, has not put on a facade of sadness or anything of that nature, as though I just lost the love of my life, praise the Lamb of God. She just kept saying to me, God's got this, praise the Lamb of God. And when her husband left, she said, Prophet, a heavy load has been lifted off my shoulder. I'm praising God. At the funeral, she went into a praise. Hallelujah, at the home going. If we really trusted God, praise the Lamb of God, we would stay in a praise state. We will stay in a praise posture. We worry, praise the Lamb of God, most of the times because we don't think, praise the Lamb of God, that we're living a life that deserves the goodness of God. And we fear the bad that's coming at us. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I double dog dare you just stay in the will of God, doing his will, and you will see, hallelujah, the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich, that addeth no sorrow, come upon your life and come upon you in a way that it'll blow your mind. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, Margie, I'm glad you're here, though. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love you. I bless you today. And all of those down in the bayou, that's my bayou family down there. Praise the Lamb of God, them Carters.
Well, we praise God for you because you just blessed me with the message that you were just sharing with us, because that is what that conversation was, is how if God is calling you, not just to say he's calling us for anything specific, but he's just calling us to be sons and daughters. He will equip us.
Yes, he will. He will equip you with everything you need.
Equip.
You respond in the positive. Jonathan Nelson's song, I listen to it now every day. I say yes to what you want me to be. Lord, I agree. I say yes, praise the Lamb of God. Passionately, I say yes, praise the Lamb of God. And if that's all God wants from us, is a response that's not only lip service, but heart, mind, and soul, and body service, praise the Lamb, that we come into agreement to say, all of this belong to you, and I agree with what you want to do with it, how you want to do with it. It's your clay. Do what you want to do with me. I'm here. I'm available for you. Then God says, guess what? I'm available for you. Praise the Lamb of God. It's just that simple. Hallelujah. But we kick against the prick because we want our own selfish desires that's outside of the will of God. And that's what keeps us in a place of struggle, when we are chasing after our own selfish desires. Once we lose that, praise the Lamb of God, everything else comes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I love Jesus today. Let me see who this is, Margie. Erica 818. Your mic is hot. Erica 818-613. Hello? All right, praise the Lamb of God, no one's there. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. People of God, I tell you, if we knew the season that we were in, if we really understood what God is doing for us behind the scenes, praise the Lamb of God, we would jump and shout today. Hallelujah. Because God is working it out on the behalf of his children, people of God. God has a plan to win the world. God has a plan to save those. Hallelujah. God has a plan, praise the Lamb of God, to prosper his people. And we must, praise the Lamb, conform to his plan. Hallelujah. We must just get in the way of God, and God's blessings will just take hold to us and take flight. Praise the Lamb of God in us and through us. That's all we have to do. Praise the Lord. But there's so many of us that speaks against, praise the Lamb of God, the thing that God would have us to do. Hallelujah. We allow the enemy to sow deception. We allow, praise the Lamb of God, people, hallelujah, to put words in our mind and our heart that's not of God. We allow, hallelujah, distractions to come. Despondency and discouragement comes in us when we're doing God's will, and the enemy sits back and laughs because he knows, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in that state that you're in, that distracted state from the path, praise the Lamb of God, and all of that causes God not to be able to do for you what he promised. Once you step across the line of God's will, praise the Lamb of God, when you're no more seeking the kingdom, then God, praise the Lamb of God, has to honor his word. Seek ye first the kingdom. When do I seek first the kingdom? Every day? Do I need provision every day? Yes.
Yes.
So I seek his will and his purpose every day. It ain't a one-time seek. It has continuity in it. It has continuum. Praise the Lamb of God. Because I want continuum from God. I want him showering me every day with blessings and favor. Not some days. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And when you stay in that place, you ain't got to say, oh, favor, favor. You ain't got to decree it and declare it. It's yours. Because you're what God told you to be. Favor belongs to you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
Why do sometimes the saints suffer? Because it's God's will for you to suffer. He has elected you to suffer. Hallelujah. He has chosen you to suffer. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm serious. So anything that belongs to you, you can do with it what you want to. It's not that he's taking pleasure in it, praise the Lamb of God, but he's allowing you to suffer for his purpose. And I was just teaching this right here on the show, Saints of God. I was just teaching this, praise the Lamb of God, last week out of the book of Acts, praise God, as we're journeying. Praise the Lamb of God in this Pentecostal journey so that we can respond the way the first Praise the Lamb of God church did. When we see there in chapter 4, when we see what happened at the beautiful gate and this man was healed and ran into the gate praising God and all that, ran into the temple leaping and praising God, then the magistrates and all of them and the chief priests come and get Peter and John and threaten them and all of this kind of stuff, praise the Lamb of God. The result end of that is they go to the place of the gathering of the saints and they give the report and then they break out in a prayer meeting praising God for allowing them, hallelujah, to suffer for his name's sake. And that's a place that a lot of believers don't want to put themselves in. Hallelujah. We don't want to suffer, praise the Lamb of God, for the name of Christ.
My God.
A lot of us, but y'all listen to me good, hallelujah, came to Jesus for betterment of life, to be delivered from oppressions and things of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God. True oppression is within, not without. True bondage is within, not without. Praise the Lamb of God. The greatest bondage is psychological and spiritual bondage. Bondage of your soul. Hallelujah. Not your physical imprisonment. You can be liberated on the inside. Praise the King. Nobody ever put you in bondage. So when God deliver us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, he has the right to utilize you in the way that he chooses to. He's your creator, praise the Lamb of God. That's number one. That gives him the right to use you any way he want to, because he created you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, for his good pleasure. It's right there in the book of Genesis and throughout the scriptures. For his good pleasure, what we created, for his good pleasure, not our own. Hallelujah. We need to understand that as believers, and teachers and pastors and stuff don't teach this enough to the members of our churches and what have you, and our ministries. Praise the Lamb of God. That this journey that we're on, hallelujah, is orchestrated by God. And if God says, praise the Lamb of God, I need you to suffer for this cause, praise the Lamb of God, then that's what he has elected for you. Hallelujah. I mean, we talk about Martin Luther King Jr. every year. You know, I call him Prophet Martin Luther King Jr. because he heard from God, praise the Lamb of God, and went on a mission, praise the Lamb. But there was suffering in it. They stoned him some. They threw rocks at him. They did all manner of stuff to him. They called him, threatening his life and his family and all of that kind of stuff. And in the end, praise the Lamb of God, he died for what he believed in. He died for righteousness of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we praise God for him every year. We mention him. We got pictures of us, him, some of us in our homes, everything. But he had to suffer for us. And in turn, he was suffering for God. What level of suffering are you willing to endure so that the righteousness of God can take place in your society, in your family, amongst your friends? Because eyes are on you. Are you willing to take anything so that us others can see what a true life in Christ really is? Dietrich Bonhoeffer, praise the Lamb of God, Margie, was a Jewish, right? He wrote the book, The Cost of Discipleship. That's his famous writing, praise the Lord, Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And in his life, he was in Hitler's prison camp. In one of the prison camps, praise God, he got out of the prison camp, stole away out of the prison camp, found a way out, came to America, and was so burdened at ministering to the men and the women and children in the prison camp until he made up his mind that he was going to suffer for Christ. He went back to the prison camp, knocked on the door, and told them, I'm supposed to be in here. I escaped.
Oh, my God.
I escaped. I'm supposed to be here. They took him back in. He spent his whole life ministering to the Jews in the prison camp. And they, I think maybe a week prior to the end of Hitler's reign, he died in the prison camp.
Wow.
We don't want to suffer at all. We don't even tell God, Lord, if you need me to suffer for you, I'm willing. We never come to that place because we are spoiled brat children.
My Lord.
He has spoiled us with prosperity. He has spoiled us with health. He has spoiled us with comfortability. We want everything easy, everything comfortable. That's what we call being blessed.
My God.
That's what we call being blessed. Suffering is not blessed. But only the true blessed can suffer for God with a smile on their face. Look at Stephen in the Bible, stoned to death, but was willing to suffer, so he laid there smiling. Heaven opened up to him. Martyrs throughout the history of the church have went joyously praising God to fires that they burned them, to boiling oil that they threw them in, to all types of punishment and affliction. Us Americans, Christian believers, we are the weakest on the planet. We're spoiled brats. Praise the Lamb of God. We're spoiled rotten. And anytime something go wrong, we take it as a curse. Anytime we get sick, we take it as a curse. We don't take it as an opportunity for God to manifest his power. Nothing that we go through. Because we're weak. Praise the Lamb of God. And all we want to do is cry. All we want to do is have a pity party about everything that we're going through. If God gave it to you, you better know this. He can take it away. Whatever it is that he has given you, he can take it away for whatever purpose he desired to. He gave you a home, car, furniture, whatever he didn't give you, business. The Lord giveth. The Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We say it, but we don't mean it. Hello, somebody.
Right.
We say it, but we don't mean it. We don't mean it at all. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord has given. The Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because all we think a blessing is when it comes in, not when it goes out. When it's coming in, it's a blessing. When it goes out, praise the Lamb of God, is not a blessing. When it feels good, it's a blessing. When there's pain in it, it's not a blessing. That's why so many people are not married in America. That's why divorce is so high, because the bliss of marriage is a blessed marriage. God hooked us up. But when it comes down to stress and strain on the marriage because of finances and all of this kind of stuff, and the challenges of marriage, then we run to the divorce court. Because uncomfortability can't be God. It was God in the beginning. Oh, God then gave me a beautiful husband. Oh, the Lord done bless. Oh, goodness gracious. Soon as we don't like something, this ain't God. We run to the divorce court. That's what's wrong with us. We're spoiled brats. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I believe this season that we're going through right now and coming out of really is a season of God breaking that in us to give us a new appreciation for anything he gives us. Hallelujah. An appreciation for it. Put a praise on your mouth for what you have and stop complaining about what you don't have. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You got food in your kitchen? You better be happy. Did you get out of bed this morning? You ought to have been praising God for waking you up. Praise the Lamb of God. You're not outdoors on the street sleeping. You're not on your way to the soup kitchen because that's all you can get. Standing in a line that's a mile long waiting on a bowl of soup. You're not in ER. Then what is your issue? Praise should be on your lips. Hello, somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me see here. This person called back in. 818, your mic is hot.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me?
I can. How are you doing?
Thank you. How are you today? I've been trying for so long to get on the line to speak with you.
I just want to thank you
so much, and your ministry is awesome. It's beautiful. The word today is beautiful. And I just want to ask you to please pray for me, for my film business, and for my finances, and for my children.
All right. Mm-hmm. And who's calling us today?
I'm sorry?
What's your name?
Albertine.
And where are you calling from?
California. I was referred by Tammy Lee.
Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. You're calling from Tammy. Oh, yeah, you have the same area code as Kimmy. Praise God. All right. Bless you. Hallelujah. And you want prayer today. Margie, do you mind praying for? Margie dropped. Yeah, Margie dropped off me. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right, then, let's pray. Father in heaven, I give you praise for your daughter. I thank you for all, hallelujah, that she is to you in this time. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
That what she's going through is going to give you glory.
Yes,
yes,
Lord.
Going to cause her to praise you in a way that others can see it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Testimony to share concerning the goodness of God and his provision for her life. So, God, we speak provision, superimposed, supernaturally given to her, Father. Thank you for her children in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you for salvation in our house. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for health. Hallelujah, and wholeness. Thank you for oneness and unity among her children and the family, Father. I pray now, hallelujah, that you would give her peace in her spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for peace today. Thank you for prosperity. Thank you for all that you're doing in her life. And I pray today, Father, that as she's blessed, that she would be a blessing. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. Thank you, daughter, for calling in today.
We bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your prayers. And
all
God bless your ministry, and God bless your daughter.
Thank you so much. You're always welcome here.
Thank you.
All right. Bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. My God, people of God, I tell you, in this season that we're in, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, we have to, our experience, and I'm off the beating path here where I really want to be, but our experience in God does us no good. Our experience in God, let me put it this way. Y'all, excuse me. I know I need some water, praise God. Our experiences in God does us no good, people of God, if we don't come to the place, hallelujah, of understanding. Listen to me good, praise the Lamb of God, while we're at the place that we're at and while we're going through what we're going through, hallelujah. It does us no good. There's no growth and development that we can put our hands on. So therefore, the experience will not give God praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, you look at Paul's writings and you look at how he talked about how he was shipwrecked and how this is happening and blah, 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 blah. And all for the cause of Christ and the purposes he shared. Praise the Lamb of God. Of why he does what he does. Yeah, but when it comes down to us, we look at an experience, praise God, that can give God praise as one of the worst things that ever can happen to us. And that has to change. That has to change, people of God. We have to look and say, God, why am I here where I'm at right now? Praise the Lamb of God, in the position that I'm at this stage of life. Hallelujah. If you're doing what God would have you to do, it's connected to that. No matter what state you're in, if you're in the will of God, doing what God would have you to do, where he will have you to be, then it's connected to that. Praise the Lamb of God. And you must understand that. Praise the Lord. I shared with you all some time ago, if I hadn't have went through what I went through, praise the Lamb of God, and I believe this in my heart, that I wouldn't be on this radio show today ministering to you all. If I had not went through, praise the Lamb of God, what I went through, I would not have turned my affections, praise the Lamb of God, to the international ministry and the passion that I have for it. Praise. My eyes would not have been open to it. It would have been closed to it. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we must come to a place of recognizing, hallelujah, that where we are, what we're going through, has a purpose, praise the Lamb of God, that connected to our purpose and the plan for our lives. If you are a true believer, praise the Lamb of God, and you are connected in relationship to God, and you are in your kingdom place, doing the will of the King. Now, if it's all about you, then you have to unravel that yourself. That's probably about why you're in the place, in the condition that you're in. Also, praise the Lamb of God, it's because of that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because it's all about you all the time. Hallelujah. It's about you. It's not about God. But when it's about God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, you come into a place of understanding, yes, Lord. You come into a place of understanding that God has me here in this season, praise the Lamb of God, position. Because if I was on the big stage, hallelujah, I'd be saying, I ain't got time for this. I ain't got time to do this. I got to prepare to speak to the masses out there. You know, I got 30,000 members, and I got, you know, this is that way, and this is God places all of us according to our several gifts. Hallelujah. And His purpose of what we can do for others in the place, praise the Lamb of God, where we are. Hallelujah. And He knows the ones of us that will humble ourselves to do what He desires us to do in this season, praise the Lamb of God, so that His name can be praised and that He can be given glory. And I thank God, praise the Lamb of God, where I'm at in my life right now. I really do. I thank God. I'm not complaining. I don't grumble to God. I ain't raising no fuss. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I ain't raising no fuss with God where I am right now. All I ask God and praise God is for daily provision, and He keeps doing that. When I have to go, provision is there. Praise the Lamb. There's so many of us, praise, that's been tricked to believing that having a full bank account, praise the Lamb of God, savings account, this, that, or another, and blah, blah, blah. You have to be careful when you get like that, because when you do, and I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying when you get like that, a lot of times your dependency shifts from God to the money. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Because rich people answer all their problems with money. Their children get in trouble, they go to their bank book. They get in trouble, they go to their bank book. Their bank book is their deliverer as well as their provision. They don't ask God for nothing, they go get it. Praise God. When you're in a posture that you're asking God for stuff and God is exercising this in you, when He raised you above that, praise the Lamb of God, God said, now when you wanted a new car before, you came to me. You even asked me, what kind should you get? What color is it, God? You asked me all that. Now you got money, you don't ask me no more. I'm just saying. We need to open our hearts and minds and really see, hallelujah, how God takes us and brings us to a place of training and development systematically. And we don't even know that we're in a systematic process of getting to know God, praise the Lamb of God, understanding God, understanding how He works, understanding His will. God said, now I was your daddy, praise the Lamb, you was as a little child, asking me for stuff, asking me to do this. Now that I've given you and trusted you with the abundance, you don't come to me no more. You jump up and hit the door in the morning. You used to come in this little spot right here and used to get on your face and talk to me. Okay, praise the Lamb of God. Y'all don't want to hear this kind of teaching. Reverend, is it Carla? Error code 614.
Good afternoon, Prophet.
Hey, Lily, how you doing down there in Black? I was in your country yesterday, wasn't I?
Were you?
I was in Columbus.
Yes, you were, and I had no idea.
I drove from Louisville, Kentucky, all the way to Columbus. I might have passed by your house.
Well, I live on the outskirts of Columbus. So I live east of downtown.
Oh, wow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I think I was east of downtown. I wasn't downtown.
God, I wish I knew you were here in Columbus. Oh, so horrible. I feel like a horrible. Oh, I feel horrible. I wish I'd have known. I'd had you come over for lunch or something, lunch or dinner. You could have blessed my new house that the Lord has blessed me with.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Boy, I'm telling you, I was moving so fast, doing so much. My goal was to get back home. That's all I wanted to do is get back right where I'm at right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So I'm here. All right, baby. What you calling for?
I just want you're about to have me in tears because I just have to just give praise to God. Because everything that I have gone through since I can remember from being a small child, being considered an outcast, black sheep of my family, not understanding why, feeling unloved, unwanted, a lot of things happening between molestation, rape, growing up, relying on things and people to bring me happiness and joy. And people, the more people saying you need to have more money, that's how where your happiness comes from. You need a man, that's where your happiness comes from. And then the Lord, through a miraculous event, bringing me close to Him and leaning and trusting on Him only. And then I get to the point where I'm at now when my doctor is telling me, well, with the type of cancer you have a 20% chance of surviving 10 years.
Wow.
And all I could do was say, praise God.
Yes,
because
Lord.
Because for right now, I'm living for Him. All I could do was keep my eye on Him, keep moving forward, obeying Him and staying in His will, and I know everything is going to be all right. I'm going to be all right. I have no fear. When everybody's asking me, are you scared? How do you feel? I don't feel scared. I don't feel upset. I'm not angry for myself. I mean, I look at my mom and how she's handling it, my sisters and how they're handling it. My sorrow goes out to them because their walk and their faith is not where mine is at. But my faith, and all I could do is say praise God because I don't know what I would do in receiving such news and not having Him in my life.
My God, my God. I tell you. Lily, I'm telling you, you know, God elects some of us, praise the Lamb of God, to go through what we go through for His glory, praise the Lamb of God, for His praise, so that we can have a testimony and so that others can see, hallelujah, how vital it is to have God in our lives. And the average believer don't want to be positioned that way. Praise the Lamb of God. Even if it takes us all away, praise the Lamb of God. Now, I'm just speaking personally now. This is not about your situation. I'm just saying, even if it takes me all the way to the grave, if it's going to deliver,
amen.
If it's going to set people free, I'm delivered. I'm
amen.
Delivered.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm saved.
Amen.
And I know I am. I know I'm going to see God when I leave here. I have no doubt, no hesitations or reservations about it. Praise God. So when the Lord get ready, however He wants to come, my soul says yes.
Yes, Lord.
When He wants to
yes.
come, my soul says yes. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't have no problem with that. At all. That part was taken care of when I was baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. I knew then this deal is sealed. All I have to do is continue from him, from here, to be what he wants me to be. Hallelujah. I was sharing somebody, Shake, why you go and do all that? I do it for his glory. I know what God told me to do. He told me to build him a prophetic army of prayer warriors. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm doing it. Hallelujah. And nobody is going to stop me because I know this is pleasing God. This is what he told me he wanted me to do. And I ain't asking him for a trophy at the end. As long as he's happy. Praise God. I just want to make him smile. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just should want to just make God smile with your life. We're too busy trying to get God to make us smile. That's one of the biggest. I'm telling you, we spoiled brats. Spoiled, rotten. Praise the Lamb of God, by God. Hallelujah. That's why we can't take nothing. Anything we go through, it's an issue. Hallelujah. These lying prosperity preachers and what have you that have sold into the minds of people, if you don't have a new car, you're not blessed. If you don't have new clothes, you're not blessed. If you don't have the big house with a swimming pool in the back, you're not blessed. If you don't have this, you're not blessed. If you don't have all the latest of this and don't have this much money in your account and all of that kind of stuff, you're not blessed. The devil alive with a bow tie on it doing somersaults. I'm telling you. These are lies that have been sown into people, praise the Lamb of God, for man's own greed. His own greed. Jesus ain't taught no mess like that. Show it to me. He ain't taught no mess like that. His example was, the foxes have holes. The birds have a nest. The Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. But not having a place to lay my head is not hindering me from doing my Father's will. Without an address, he still did God's will. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Got another caller. Hold on, Lee Lee. Erico 321, your mic is hot.
God bless you, Prophet. How are you doing today?
I'm overly blessed, man. How you doing?
I'm all right, man of God. I tell you, I've been blessed, amen, by the word today. Man of God, I was calling, amen, for, amen, you to pray for me and my family, amen. My name's Anthony. I just recently transitioned to Atlanta. Amen, and there's some little oppositions just trying to happen and occur, and I'm just believing God to break that up, amen, that the ministry will go forward, amen, and not be hindered, amen, so that I can begin to start sowing seeds again, man of God. It hurts me that I can't sow, you know, and to be a giver, you know, to the kingdom of God. You know, and just to be able to meet a need, because as prophets and apostles, amen, we can see things, but amen, we need to start being able to see needs.
Yes, sir. I concur, man. I concur. Well, you know, praise the Lamb of God, you must also understand, praise the Lamb of God, that the Word of God gives us a great revelation. If we meditate upon it, about seed time and harvest time, everybody's seed time and harvest time is not the same.
Yes.
There's times that God places you in a position, watch this now, to sow seeds. Then there's a time he places you in a season where you're to receive seed. Because he gives seed to the sower. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So that's a time in your life, praise the Lamb of God, that God causes you to go through a season that seeds come to you, praise the Lamb of God. So you can plant and let the harvest come, praise the Lamb of God. Then there's a time, watch this, when there is no seed time or sowing time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. The time of Jubilee, the season of Jubilee, that God said you can't plant nothing and you can't reap nothing.
Oh, God.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Just live off of what you got so you can learn to appreciate me. So you can learn to see the goodness of the Lord in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
God.
Then after that time, praise the Lamb of God, God takes you back in to your time of sowing and harvesting again. Praise the Lamb of God. So just understand, hallelujah, as the cliche says, delay is not denial. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes it has to do with the season that you're in. Praise the Lamb.
My God.
It's just the season that you're in. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when you go into these various seasons, various things happen. I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I'm going to pray for you. Praise God. That God, that God speed your seed. Hallelujah. That he blow on your seed. The wind carries seed. You didn't get that, you man of God. I'm giving you these nuggets if you ain't going to grab it. The wind carries your seed. The speed of the wind.
Oh,
seeds are carried in the wind. The wind is his spirit.
Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Yeah, you got it. Praise the Lamb of God. That went into the soil of your soul. Praise the Lord. You'll never forget that one. The seed come in the wind of his spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your son's servant. I bless you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for this time of ministry gifting. I thank you, Father. Hallelujah. That you're going to work a perfect work in his life. And that where he is right now, Father, is the greatest position he could ever be in concerning the plans that you have for his life. I thank you, Father. Hallelujah. That this wall that looks like a wall of hindrance is a wall of opportunity for you. I thank you that you've been to show yourself mighty in his life. Hallelujah. As this wall of Jericho come down so that he can possess the promises. I pray now, Father, hallelujah, that you give him supernatural strength and that you give him superimposed revelations and inspirations that he will see, that he will perceive, hallelujah, with clarity and understanding your will and purpose, that he will not move premature, hallelujah. I pray, Father, that the seeds that's coming to him now be some of the greatest seeds he has ever received, hallelujah, so that he can sow in abundance, so that his harvest might be so great that it will supply, hallelujah, his retirement plan. Bless him now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I bless you, brother.
Bless you too, prophet. Thank you so much. Amen. I conceive that. I conceive it.
Hallelujah. Bless you, man. Bless you. Conceive that, man of God. Hallelujah. But I tell you, in this season, praise the Lamb of God, even as Lily was speaking, hallelujah, when you can position yourself to understand that seems to be your hindrance is really your blessing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. God can't show himself mighty except in what we can't do and what we can't perform. His strength is made perfect. His power is made perfect in weakness, not while you're strong, but when you're seen weak. When my friend, praise the Lamb of God, up in Saginaw, Michigan, hallelujah, came and did revival for me many years ago. Boy, oh boy, that man preached that night. I'll never forget. He preached so until my children was preaching what he was preaching, walking around the house preaching it. That T.J. London, praise the Lamb of God, Tabernacle Church, Saginaw, Michigan, man, that man preaching as he was closing, he says, watch me, because I'm at my best when I'm weak. I'm at my best when I'm sick. I'm at my best when I'm broke. And I'm listening to him and listening to him, and then he spent around and said, because his strength is made perfect in my weakness. My goodness gracious, that stayed with me until this day. And that had to be, praise the Lamb of God, 20-some years ago. And it's that right there, you better watch me when I'm down, because you think I'm cursed and I'm about to be blessed beyond measure. The weaker I appear, the stronger his power is going to come on me. You better watch. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Be encouraged, man of God. I'm happy for you that you're at the place you are, because surely, praise the Lamb of God, and in effect, your door is about to open for you. Praise the Lamb of God, and you're about to walk through victorious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And be able to do what God has placed in your heart to do as it relates to ministry there. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm happy for this season in your life. Be blessed, man. I love you. Be blessed.
Man, I love you too, Prophet. God bless you so much.
Hallelujah. Bless you. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a wonderful God we serve. Lily! Lily,
yes, Prophet. Yes,
Lily,
I'm here.
Where is Black Lick? Don't nobody know what Black Lick is. Is that a suburb of Columbus?
It's a very, very small suburb. It has about 1,500 people in the town.
Wow. And it's right outside of Columbus?
It sits between, there's about two more suburbs that sits between Black Lick and Columbus.
Oh, wow.
So it's about 35 minutes from the actual city of Columbus.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Praise God. All right. Praise God. Definitely was there. Praise the Lord. How's that pretty little daughter of yours doing?
She's doing wonderful. She's flourishing. Looking forward to summer. She's going to be spending most of her summer with her dad in Tennessee. So I praise God for working that situation out, bringing him back into her life.
Yeah.
So she's really well.
That's a beautiful thing. Praise the Lamb of God for a father to have a relationship with his daughter. Yes, it is. Praise for all his children. But daughters are precious in the eyes of their father. Praise God. And, yeah, that is a good thing. I praise God for that, for you and with you. Okay, praise the Lamb. Let me see what time it is. Oh my goodness, time done flew. Yes, it has. Praise God. Here go another caller. Wait just 1 minute. Erico 225.
Hello, Prophet.
Hello, this is the Prophet. This sounds like down in the Bayou people.
Yes, it is, sir.
Who's calling today on behalf of the Bayou?
This is Treva.
Hey,
and Monique.
How you doing, baby?
How you doing? I just called in to say that we love you. We love the PSMI family. We miss you, even though we hear you on the radio. And if God says the same, we will be seeing you in November.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm going to say what God's saying. Get there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. The gathering. To all of you all down there, I praise God for you. Hallelujah, and your support. I know, praise the Lamb of God, you guys be here listening practically every day of the week that we're on. I want to say that we have changed the hours, people of God. Know that, praise God, Tuesday through Friday is showtime. Monday is the Prophet's rest day. Praise God. I should be resting on Monday, resting my voice and this, that, or another. Praise the Lord. All of this change of climate and all of that is really has really taken effect on me. Praise God. It was cool down in Louisville and rainy. Praise God. And then when we drove over to Columbus, praise the Lamb of God, the sun was shining, the temperature went up, then it just started storming on us. Then, praise the Lamb of God, I get back home and it feels like summer here. Praise God. I tell you, it's just all of these different climates and what have you. And then you're turning your air conditioner on and your all of that. For the rain, you know, you have to have your defrost on and all that. So it has affected my sinus again in this way. But we praise God. I'm all right. I'm not going to leave you all no time soon. I promise you. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has promised me long life, and I have an expectation on the promises of God. Tell me some good trivia.
We enjoying the show. And that is so true with your speaking about today, because, once you're blessed, which is your flesh will rise up and you'll forget about the times that you steal away and spend with the Lord. And even though that God is blessing me in my blessing season, I still try to push and, you know, make myself still continue to have that relationship with the Lord, because I understand there's a lot that needs to be done.
My God, yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. And we can't never lose sight of that, you know, that God is working a work in us in every season of life. And if the people of God would really observe their own personal lives, we all would be writing a book. Praise the Lamb. We're all a book in writing, you know, and a lot of people just don't turn and look at their lives in that way to really see the experiences and things that they have went through can really bless somebody else. And God is working it out that way for us, praise the Lamb of God. But many times, you know, believers don't even share the things that they've been through and are going through so that people can see, hallelujah, just how precious the relationship is with God. It's one thing to tell people you need to be saved so you won't go to hell, this, that, and another. But it's another thing to woo people into a relationship with God, praise the Lamb of God, because of our relationship, to envy the relationship. I really, praise the Lamb of God, coveted the relationship that my pastor had with God. I'm telling you, I was jealous that God talked to him the way he did. I was like, what? How could he know these things? And all he talked about was how his prayer life was and the love relationship that he had for God and stuff. And I was like, well, how do you get that kind of love for God? Praise the Lamb of God. But today, I understand it. Praise the Lamb of God. And today, I'm hearing God clearer than I ever have. Why? Praise the Lamb of God. Relationship. Relationship. There's a lot of prophets that don't have relationship. There's a lot of preachers and pastors that don't have good relationships with God. They almost where their members are, because they don't spend time. You have to spend time with somebody to build relationship. Praise the Lamb of God, and really get to understand them and know them and what have you, to the extent, praise the Lamb of God, that they impact your life in a way. Praise the Lamb, that change comes, hallelujah, that you can see what good the relationship has been to you in good times and bad times. And that's what I see in God, that my relationship with him, praise the Lamb of God, in good times and bad times in my eyes today. Because, you know, hindsight is 20/20. When I look back, I see clear now, hallelujah, that my steps were ordered, that my experiences were ordered, that I went through things because God wanted to develop me in a certain way, hallelujah, so that I can be the man that I am right now. And I praise God for it. Praise the Lamb of God. When you have regrets of where you are, it's because you don't understand God. You don't understand his process. You don't understand that he's processing you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But when you understand that, wherever you are, causes you to have a smile on your face. You say, well, my God. Hallelujah. Trivia, let me tell you something else that just dropped in my spirit for me to mention. Praise the Lamb of God to the people of God. We need to stop doing a comparison analysis of others, of what God is doing in their life compared to what he's doing in your life.
That's right. That is so true.
Because what God wants to do with them is different from what he wants to do with you.
That's true.
Yeah, praise the Lamb of God, you know.
Or you may be going through the process you're going through. It's not their time to go through their process, so you can't look and be envious or saying, God, well, why did God, you know, why they look blessed and I don't look blessed at this time. I'm just using that for an example.
Right.
But it may not be their time at this time. And maybe you're going through your, you know, everyone go through their process at their own times, at, you know, in different seasons. And just focus on what God is doing with you and get it. That's the whole thing. Sometimes we don't get it, and it takes a little longer. But, you know, we understand and get what we're going through and get the understanding, then we could praise even in the midst of it.
Watch this. Watch this. This is a perfect example of what we're talking about. I have several plants in my house, and all of them is a different type of plant. They're all plants, right? But they're all different types. Each one of them requires a different type of nurturing for their development and growth and their health. I can't treat this I call it a peace lily, but it's not really a peace lily. I just call it that. Praise God. My mother used to call it a peace lily, and then she used to call it a prayer lily too, with the bigger leaves. But I can't treat that one, praise the Lamb of God, the way I do this all-green bushy plant right here. This, one of them requires little sunlight, and I only have to water it a little, praise the Lamb of God. The other one requires water all the time and demands sunlight, praise the Lamb of God. And so I'm saying that to say, all of us are planted. All of us, praise the Lamb of God, are being nurtured and developed. But all of us are not of the same, praise the Lamb of God, purpose in the eyes of God. So therefore, what he does to one, he don't do to another one. It depends on, hallelujah, our growth and development. And in the end, if I treat all of them right, praise the Lamb of God, all of them will be beautified. All of them will shine for beauty. When people walk in, they'll just say, you have some of the prettiest plants in the world. You have beautiful plants. Praise God. Look at this. I like this plant over here. It's because of the fact, praise the Lamb of God, that you have focused in on purpose. You have focused in on the plant, praise the Lamb of God. Its name reveals the purpose. The name reveals the purpose. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's the way we are supposed to be. Your name is supposed to reveal your purpose.
Prophet.
When you really know that, praise the Lamb of God, then you can watch your development. See, I know what my name is. Who is like God? Praise the Lamb of God. So if my name is who is like God, it's not talking about in all of his power and splendor and glory and this, that, not the way I see it. I see it as, praise the Lamb of God, in his holiness. Praise the Lamb, in sanctification. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. In the things that I do, of allowing God to be utilized through me, so that when I do things, even in prophesying and stuff, people will walk away praising God, knowing that God did it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God through the God that's in me. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a wonderful, you are amazed this show today. I still ain't talked about nothing that I wanted to talk about as it relates to, praise the Lamb of God, what I had placed in my own mind and what I had looked at and said, oh boy, I want to deal with this, so maybe I'll get to it tomorrow because it's too in-depth, praise the Lamb of God, to bring forth right now. But where we are is a good place as it comes to, praise the Lamb of God, understanding the lavishness of God. We've God has lavished us, you know, and he's lavished us in a way. Some of us have children like that, that we have lavished to the point that.
Prop.
Yes.
This is Monique. I just wanted to add to what you're saying about the process. The
yeah.
reason why I find the process is hard for the saints of God is because, first of all, the process is not comfortable. It don't feel good. I always say that. But what we have to realize as Christians is that we cannot manipulate God. We can kick and scream, cry, but we cannot manipulate God. God's going to still be God yesterday, today, and forevermore, and he's going to move in his timing because he know what it is that he's trying to remove from us and what it is that he's trying to get us to open our spiritual ears and eyes to, so when we do walk into the open doors that he have for us, we won't mess it up. Like earlier you said, God give it and God take it away. I do believe God give, but I believe the taking away comes from us. When we didn't go through the whole process successfully and we get the blessings, and by us not continuing to seek God the way that we're supposed to, we go to moving in our own timing, wanting to be God, giving when God didn't tell us to give, and it causes us to mess up what God has already, you know, blessed us with. So God just take his hands off and say, okay, I'm going to let you do you. And then when you get tired of doing you, we drop right back to our knees and we cry and boo-hoo and have to start the process all over again. And that's what brings us to coming to you as a prophet, coming to our pastors, coming to other leaders, wanting to know why. Then the anger process take place. But my thing is I'm grateful for prophets, true prophets of God, true pastors of God, true leaders of God that's patient, that hear from God and still tell us, okay, this is thus say the Lord, and stick to just that, thus says the Lord, and give us the word of God, and we have to just wait it out. You know, it's the same thing, you know, with children. Like you say, with children, they want to get it when they want it, and the difference is with God and mothers, parents, we could be manipulated, but God is not going to allow us to manipulate him because he's God.
Yeah, you can't manipulate the process with God. You can't do it. Praise God. When
that's
God
right.
is at your process, you're just going to be in that. You just want to get up off the floor. Because I tell people all the time, Monique, I tried that.
Yes,
you know,
me
I
too.
Crying my way through and pouting and sitting there and just thinking God going to move because of my tears. And God looked at my tears and said, yeah, you're going to cry some more in next case.
Yeah.
Because what I have spoken in this process, you going through this. Praise the Lamb of God. It's some things as believers we must go through.
That's right.
There's no way around it. We must go through it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then, see, we must understand what we're going through. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Has, you know, manifold effects. Hallelujah, as its purpose of glory to God, its purpose of development of us, praise the Lamb of God. But we don't really even know the development of others that's going to come out of our development, because it's a butterfly effect. The butterfly effect, God speaks, praise the Lamb of God, it affects us, and then it affects others. God speaks, it affects us, it affects others, it affects the world. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's the process that God has desired to do it in. So there's just some things that God speaks and say, you know, it's time out for this adolescent stage you're in.
Right.
It's time for me to mature you a little bit. And being mature is not always, that transition is not always comfortable, as you said. You know, we have children that don't want to grow up.
Right, right.
Praise the Lamb of God. I know I do. Praise God. We have children who do not want to grow up. They want to stay in that position of gimme, gimme, gimme. They want to stay in that position, praise the Lamb of God, of comfortability, that they can just go out and seek fun and pleasure all day.
That's right.
And then come home and live off of us.
That's right.
And that has to be broken if you're a wise parent at some point. That you want to say, it's time for me to allow this child to grow up and take care of himself or herself. Do you going to have a problem for the rest of your life? Hallelujah. Wait a minute, we got another caller. Error code 702.
Hey there, Prophet. It's Pam Kaler.
How you doing, Pam?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm blessed of the Lord. What's going on? You sound happy.
Oh, you know I'm always happy. I am loving this show today. loving it. You know, I just pulled up Isaiah 5:20, which says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." And, Prophet, I wonder how many times we have called God evil.
Wow.
By assigning to the devil things that God intended for us. You know, I look at Joseph, and Joseph said, you know, you meant this for evil, but God meant it for good.
Right, exactly.
And he preserved me as a remnant so that many lives can be saved. And Job, you know, devil didn't go to God asking for Job. Job said, God said to the devil, have you considered my servant Job?
Truly.
So, I just stop and wonder, wow, God, how many times have I assigned evil to you?
Hey, watch this, sweetheart. When God and Satan had that conversation, Job didn't know they had the conversation.
That's right. And Job didn't
I didn't come to Job and say, hey,
more.
Job, listen, I told the devil he can try you.
Yeah, that's right.
God trusted his development in Job. God trusted the relationship him and Job had. God trusted Job's faithfulness to him. I told Satan, go on, try him. And then put some restriction on him.
Right.
You can't have his life. You can't have his soul. He belongs to me. And we must understand. Praise God. Go ahead.
No,
you go ahead.
Well, I just read a comment from a friend of mine who is like my friend's mom, so she's older, and there was just a memorial service for a woman that she attended, and she commented, because this woman wasn't very old but died, and she had had cancer, and people were praying for her to be healed, and so, you know, it's just a process, but she commented that at this memorial service, she saw a family, and it reminded her of another family that had died. There were three people that had died tragically. And that family dying tragically was the turning point for this woman. God used the death of that family to impact other lives and to set them on a path to really wholeheartedly seek God.
Wow. My God. I'm telling you, God desires to use us all the time. Some of us are just so busy, locked up and locked in in such a way that nobody else can receive glory from what we do. Do you know how many believers go through stuff and they don't want nobody to know it?
Oh, wow. True.
Be sick. True. And don't tell nobody I'm sick. Don't tell nobody. They don't want nobody to know. My point is that don't nobody know, God can't get no glory. How is God going to be glorified if don't nobody know that you sick? How is he going
to it goes back to what you were saying before, how we have had lies sown into our lives by people who are perverting the gospel.
Truly.
And we have been taught that sickness and going through is a curse and that it's not of God. Well, you know what? When I look in the New Testament and I look at those apostles and those disciples and Paul, I don't see the same thing that they see.
I don't either. Praise the Lord. That's exactly what I'm saying. The man that was blind on the road, the disciples took it as sin. Who did sin that he was
right.
born blind? Did he sin or his mother or father? Jesus said nobody sinned.
Right.
This is done unto him that the glory of God may be made manifest. He is a divine setup so that God can be glorified.
And you know, Prophet,
he had not been in that on the road so all the people could see the miracle.
Right.
Everybody knew he was blind from birth. So that was a notable miracle for God to be praised from.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
And we are coming in, I mean, we're in the end of the end days. And I look around, Prophet, and what you were saying earlier about how spoiled we are, and it's so true, and wow. But if we don't learn how to stand in the times of trial, we will never make it when we are truly being cursed and tested for our faith in the Lord. Some of us wouldn't make it past 5 minutes.
I'm telling
before
you.
Before we would roll over and give up Jesus and say, you know what, I don't really love him. No, that's not me. You know?
Yeah, some of us would receive the mark of the beast very, very quick. All we have to do is for our lives to be threatened or one of our children or something like that, and we will receive it. We will receive the mark of the beast. We will bow to this system of this world and say, okay, I'll be a part of this. Just leave my family alone and stuff like that. That comes a place in time that we have to recognize, praise the Lamb of God, and really accept the process of God and understand that even though, praise the Lamb of God, I'm in a position that seems hopeless, I'm not helpless. That
right.
even though I'm in a position, praise the Lamb of God, that may look like to others that I'm really going to. You want me to tell you something? Normally when we're going through stuff, people don't see stuff as bad as we see it. We don't look at it as bad as we do.
That's true.
Our own perception of what we're going through is what depresses us and stuff. And you know how you know nobody else is depressed about what you're going through? You're the only one depressed. Because don't nobody see your situation that bad. And the average one of us that's down and out. We're down and out because of the fact of our own perception of the way we think people think about us. We have believed press on ourselves. So when we go through stuff, we think everybody's going to be looking at us talking about us. And the very ones you think talking about you is praying for you. We just need to get a grip on it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because all it does is just take you around the long way home. Hallelujah. The more confident.
And you know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No,
well, I just
no,
want to say, you know, I keep thinking about Stephen and Job both. And, you know, God knew. God had several things in mind, I believe, when he released the devil to test and to try Job. But one of the primary things, Prophet, when did God restore to Job twice what he had before? The word says, after Job prayed for his friends, those friends that had cursed him, that had accused him, that had told him, come on, you have to have some hidden sin in your life, those friends? But God knew from the very beginning that he was going to need a righteous man to pray for Job's friends. And
wow.
And what if some of what we're going through is because God's going to need us? Because God says, pray for those who spitefully use you. Pray for those who curse you. And Stephen, you know, Saul was at the stoning of Stephen. They threw their garments at Saul's feet. And Stephen, as he dropped to his knees with his dying breath, said, Father, lay not this charge against them. And the next thing we see about Saul, we see a little tiny piece where he's still doing what he was doing. The next thing we see is Saul's on his road to Damascus. And
yeah.
Prophet, I wonder, would Saul have become Paul if Stephen hadn't prayed for Saul with his dying breath?
My God in heaven.
I wonder that. And I look around and I go, you know, I don't want what I'm going through to be a curse on someone else. I don't want to keep God from being able to work in somebody else's life because they've hurt me or they've abused me or they've said evil things about me or they've used me. I don't want to be in the way of that, Prophet.
My Lord.
And if I would do what God's word says and pray for them, then maybe I would get through the trial quicker. And maybe then God could be glorified, and maybe then he could work in their life.
Yes, Lord.
There's so much more to it than we even want to look at or recognize.
There's a whole lot to this, you know, that even I have not been probably privy to the total revelation of it. I can only go out of what's been revealed to me in the Word and been revealed to me through my own personal experiences and what have you. But, you know, I've experienced depression before. I know what depression is.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I've experienced, praise the Lamb of God, pain and suffering. I've experienced lack. I've experienced abundance. But through it all, what I come out of it is I hear Paul saying, I've learned to be exalted and I've learned to be abased.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. And when the word learn is, I have experience with it as an education.
Wow.
To my good. I've experienced
yeah.
it as an education to my good. That now that it will not have the same effect upon me. The same dynamics won't take place, whether I'm exalted or made abased. Because I recognize that the sun is shining today and tomorrow it could rain.
Yeah.
And we need to understand that. We got another caller. Bertha.
Hey, Pastor, how are you today?
I'm blessed today. How are you doing? What you saying to us? I know you got something to what you gonna comment? What
I was just listening and I can bear witness to what you have said and to what all have said. Sometimes God put us in a position, a place where he wants to position us so that we can hear him without being distracted. And that's what was going on in my life. Especially when you said about your children, how we're always there for them. Well, God put me in a position whereas he wanted me to be with my daughter to see her wastefulness and how the enemy was just pulling her down. My husband died in 2002, the same year I lost my job. 2 years later, my house burnt down. And if my house had not burnt down, I would not have been living with my daughter. And I stayed with her, and God, I saw everything that the enemy was doing to her. And it was so many distractions. You say, I learned how to suffer. And in all of it, I give God all of the glory and the honor. And you prophesied to me 2 years ago that God says you're going to move, and you're going to move quickly. It's going to be a sudden move. and I thought I would be moving into my own apartment. But God had me move in with someone, and this person is going through some things. We don't know why God put us in places that we go in, and we don't even know the assignment. And I said, God, I don't know why you have me over here, but you know what? In it all, I'm going to give you all the glory. And I started going to her Bible class with her. She's a member of Church of God in Christ. And the bishop says, I am so glad that you are here because you are well-learned in the Word. I said, well, I study with an apostle. I'm in a prophetic ministry. He says, you're well-learned, well-taught, and you have released a fire in here that was not here. So we don't know, as you always say, God positions us where we're needed. And we don't know why or understand why he's doing things, but he's doing it all for his glory so that his order can be established. And I just want to thank God for you because I wouldn't know as much as I know about the prophetic and how to intercede if I had not have joined your ministry page. And I thank God because you pulled out of me the intercessor that was in me as a warrior because I probably would still be doing the same old ritual prayers that I was normally doing if I had not come under you. And I thank God every day for you because I have grown maturely in Christ and I have that intimate relationship with him. It has grown even stronger just by being under your teaching and your mentorship.
Well, we praise God for your birthday. You know, you said something very powerful when you mentioned the prophetic, praise God, and, you know, we always try to teach in this perspective because the very word of God is prophetic, and each of us who are predestined, we are prophetic people by God's own election, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I mean, the predestinated word has caused us to be prophetic as well as the outpouring of his spirit, and we must understand this. As prophetic people, people of God, I'm going to tell you this. I'm not going to hold no punches on it. If you're going to walk in the prophetic, if you're going to walk in it, I mean really walk in it, I ain't talking about try to, you know, be a closet or something. If you're going to walk in this, then you better prepare yourself for transitions of life. You better prepare
right.
yourself for experiences and prepare yourself, praise the Lamb of God, to suffer some. Because it's
oh, yeah.
it's yours, praise the Lamb of God. As well as, hallelujah, watch this now, to remain in a blessed state of mind and spirit because you know God's hand is upon you because you're prophetic. But Bertha mm-hmm. said something powerful. God told her she was going to move. She moved, but it wasn't the way that she thought she was going to move and where she thought she was going to move. Sometimes our thoughts are our own problems, our preconceived notions.
Right.
Because we don't get clarity of what God is speaking to us. I love you all. It's been a great show. All of our callers, thank you so much for calling in today. You made my return back to the show this week. Hallelujah. Precious and exciting and commemorable. I love all of you. Be blessed, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Know this, God is making all of us.